Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
Because you're here with us, and we greatly appreciate that. We appreciate you. Today we're talking about energy residue.
Give me some of that. Or don't.
Or don't. It can be either or,
yes,
right?
Yes, it can.
We often say in our conversations that energy is contagious. We're going to take it a step further today because we personally are responsible for our own energy.
Yes.
And sometimes you need to clean. You need to detoxify your energy.
Amen to that. I know I do sometimes, like oftentimes.
Oh, but you have great energy.
I do have great energy, but it's a process. So it's almost like I keep that energy cleansing and energy focus moving constantly like an engine.
You have very clean energy. In fact, we were at a conference a few weeks ago, and it was a manifestation summit down in Miami. And of all the people in that room, they came over and they picked Jason specifically and said, I quote, I have little quote fingers going up right now. They quoted, "You have the best energy. Would you mind coming and talking to the camera?" So of all the people, like, you have this little aura of golden energy that comes from you. So I appreciate that about you. The only time you don't have golden energy.
It's in the car.
Is when we're in the car.
So that's where I need to say, okay, when I put my sunglasses on or when I think of the front windshield, mm-hmm. that I need to put on the lens of love. Because I do, I will
you
admit, I take it off.
You fall into bad habits.
Yes, I do. And it falls in, really, it's my old self.
It is your old self that goes back to your sales days when you spent a lot of time in your car.
It goes back to way back, I think, when I thought so little of myself and I tried so hard. Like, uh-huh. I was constantly trying to be better, trying to prove my value to, and just in the car, I'm thinking of it right now. It's really about trust and boundaries.
Yes.
In the
trusting other people know how to drive.
And so I
they're going to stay in their lane.
A lot of times I felt like, hey, I am the best driver. So anybody that drove slower than me was an idiot. Anybody that drove faster than me was just reckless.
But that's not necessarily true.
It is so not true. It is so not true because I drive according to the mood and the energetic expression that I have.
Yes.
I mean, cars are literally energy in motion. Emotions are energy in motion.
For example, we were driving to dance lesson on Wednesday, and I felt so uncomfortable. I felt so uncomfortable in the passenger seat to the point where I was like, I want out of this car. And so I get scared to say anything to you.
Because I'm already in that state.
I can feel the energy. I can feel it coming from him.
Yeah.
So I just said very slyly, "Are you road raging right now?"
Is there road rage happening somewhere?
I did.
That's what you said.
I tried to say,
don't point it at him, but just say, "Is there road rage happening anywhere?" But and that brings my awareness to, am I acting a certain way? Am I thinking a certain thought? And do I, because I'm in a position where I know that when we communicate, we're always communicating toward the higher good.
We are.
And so when we ask ourselves questions, it's, hey, is there road rage anywhere? And if I'm completely focused on what everyone around me is doing wrong,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to lead me into that feeling of anxiety, of pressure, of
yes.
I've got to get out of this situation. Or if I can just say, we're all just going somewhere.
And we're all doing our best.
I'm focused on what's bothering me here.
Yes.
And then I'm sucking in that energy.
It's a spin positive.
It is such a spin positive.
It is.
And
hey,
it was non.
Where's your focus? Is your focus on what everyone is doing wrong? Or are you focused on what you can control, which is you can stay in your lane. You can control your speed. You can control your mood and your energy and what you're bringing to this experience.
And I would say 5 years ago, you would probably have said something more pointed.
I would have.
Like, you're driving like a bat out of hell. Why?
Like what the F is wrong? Yeah.
So
why do I feel like this?
And even if you hadn't said something 5 years ago that was more pointed, I would have taken it more pointed.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So that whole experience, I'm realizing now that we both have grown so much because I literally did. I said, is there road rage happening somewhere? Like that was a very...
Non-confrontational way to bring awareness.
Go me.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And it allowed me to take a pause, take a breath, and get out of the little zone, quote-unquote zone I was in. Because I wasn't in a healthy zone. I was getting irritated that people were pulling in front of me and slowing down. I was like, why do you change lanes to get in front of me and slow down? I was like, I took it personally.
I'm in this mastermind right now with Robin Banks, and he is fantastic. He is a fantastic
coach.
That's
not robbing Banks. It's Robin Banks.
I know. I told him. I said, Robin, that is such a funny name. And he said, are you making fun of my name, Jana Banana? Anyway, he was telling a story that he had someone in his cohort once say, I can't control my road rage when I'm in traffic. And Robin said, well, how do you react in those situations? Because it's just a circumstance. Mm-hmm. It is just, traffic is just a circumstance. And if we allow our outer environment to control us.
Our inner environment.
We become victims. We give our power away.
Yeah, it's renting brain space out to whatever for free. Like you're not even getting anything from it.
We give our power away. And so he asked this guy, so how do you react in these situations? And this guy says, I think the guy's name was Michael. He says, I call everyone an a-hole.
Yeah, I hit my hands on the steering wheel. I punched the roof of the car.
Asshole.
And I'm like, a-hole, a-hole. Everybody's an a-hole around me.
His energy goes through the roof. And so then Robin Banks says, not to get too personal, but how's everything in your backside?
Yeah, how's everything around your a-hole?
And the guy says, it's funny you ask because I've had 2 hemorrhoid surgeries. And then, of course, we all laugh. Now, here's the point to that whole story. The universe not only hears the words we say, but it feels the energy that we are giving.
Because there's a vibrational frequency to every energy level. And yes. Everything has its own vibrational signature or energetic signature.
When we tap into it, just like Jason does, as soon as we get in the car, he taps into this vibration, this frequency. And frankly, it's a station that I don't want to listen to anymore.
That's strong. And I hear that.
We've actually had knockdown fights about this. And it's funny how we have grown because your energy, and here's a point that I want to make to everyone. Your energy is contagious. And it affects everyone in the car. Then wherever your destination is, when everyone gets out of that car, now they are holding energy that now they have to cleanse. And not everyone is an energy cleanser.
Yeah, not everyone has the tools.
Some people are like, I don't want to feel this, so I'm going to make whoever around me feel like crap. And I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to push it off on other people. And then there are some people who are energy empaths, and without even knowing it, it's happening in their subconscious. They're sucking all of this energy in, and they attach meaning to this energy. For example, if I am an energy empath, so I am sucking it in. And then I start attaching stories because I sometimes am like, why do I feel the burden to cleanse everyone's energy. Yeah,
why am I feeling that emotional burden of an odd energetic exchange?
And it's only human to start asking myself questions. Well, do they not like me? Why are they always like this around me? Is it something that I've done?
Right. Because you feel like the common denominator.
Yes. Yeah. Because you start going out in the world and you're like, is it me? Am I the one that's attracting all of this? Which it is. Because now that I'm aware of it, I'm like, you know what?
It's just you were accepting it. Like you were seeing it. Because I think you're very enlightened. Like you pick up on the cues, the social cues, the energetic vibration of the crowd, of the individual. And we often move towards what we want there because vibrational frequencies tend to pair up. But the problem is a lot of times people in general are depressed, angry, anxious.
Yes.
They have all these negative vibrations and we're going through that to get to where we want.
Which is, it's so funny you bring that up because right now, a lot of times I prefer to be home. I prefer to be in my house. And for me, my house is an energetic safe space. It is, our energy is
it's
very
a high
clean.
Energetic here, like it creation. Is. This love, it all is these, all the,
and I hate to say this, but I think people have this hangover from COVID, and I kind of feel sometimes like people are not at the highest vibration that they could or potentially should be. I hate to use the word should.
And a lot of times, what has happened is because we don't process this information, like have the conversations around it, like we do, that we bring a lot of that energy from outside into our homes, into our safe space. Mm-hmm. And if we even turn the TV on and we're bringing extra negativity and just
news.
Bad energy into our safe space.
We try to be aware and stay informed. And so we turn on the news, which Jason and I do not watch the news anymore. And so a lot of times when we do go out, people are like, oh yeah, well, war is happening over in Ukraine. We're like, really?
It's funny because we'll get all the negative information from the news.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, and honestly, I get it. There are people out there are just going to beat the hell out of me right now because they're like, well, you're not informed. You're not affecting change. You're not part of the solution.
We went through that phase.
99.9% of the
people. We went through that phase in our life and we've decided to rise above it.
We are above it and we are making such positive change. Yeah. So we are actually affecting change because we know that there is the anxiety, the conflict, all the negative things that are happening. But I see physical change in the people that we interact with every single day.
Me too.
And then they are able to show up
they
more
look
fully
younger.
in their lives, in their houses, in their communities. And that is making effective change. And there is a ripple effect through that.
Do you know what news stands for? NEWS. Do you know what it stands for? Negative energy with suffering.
Mm. Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
Negative energy with suffering. So if you're a person that is a news junkie who is constantly, oh, I got to follow my news nose. Guess what you're getting? You're getting energy residue that is not always at the highest vibration.
Yeah, and you're changing your lens of life. Because immediately for me, when you said
fear.
Negative energy with suffering, I thought negative energy will sprout.
Yes, because that's what you're planting.
Yes. So it's think about what you're allowing in. Think about those seeds. Mm-hmm. Think about your energetic residue.
Yes.
And also what energetic residue you're allowing people to leave on you.
Okay. I feel like we've gone a little long. I could talk about this for hours. This is something that it raises my passion inside me. I get so excited about this because we're onto some things. We are onto some things. And if we can help you, the first thing is be aware of your own energy. Mm. Be aware at all times of your energy. Now, if a feeling or an emotion comes up, there are ways to cleanse that energy. And I'm not sure if I should talk about it now or if we maybe should do a part two of this.
Yeah. And if you have questions or want to discuss this more, send me an email at jason@livinglucky.com. Like, let's have this conversation or leave some comments in the podcast notes.
The number one tip I'm just going to give you, because I want everyone to have a nugget before they leave, is to change your state. Mm. Change your state. And how do you do that? Sometimes when a crappy circumstance happens, or you're feeling an emotion you don't want to feel, or something inside you is stirring, you say, how lucky am I? Mm. How lucky am I that I'm feeling this?
How lucky am I?
How lucky am I? And let's start moving toward the radical gratitude. All right, guys, have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.